A process that's taken more than 2 years has ended in defeat for proponents of a secondary state beef checkoff in the state of Oklahoma. On Thursday morning, Oklahoma State Secretary of Agriculture Jim Reese received the ballots and a report from the third-party auditor contracted by the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association to collect and count and verify the ballots that were cast yay and nay for the secondary state beef checkoff in Oklahoma during October and on the 1st of November, and he announced those results.
After reviewing the ballots from both the early mailing voting and the in-person voting, I find the vote to adopt the new Oklahoma beef checkoff to have failed by a vote of 1,998 in favor and 2,506 in opposition. That's the detail that we received from the auditor report as required by the Act. I will make a determination and make public the certification of the vote on Thursday, November the 16th, 2017.
Representatives of American farmers and ranchers were at that announcement made by Secretary Reese at the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, and Terry Dietrich, president of AFR, came away disappointed.
We're very disappointed in that this has been a longtime policy of AFR to support voluntary checkoffs, an emphasis on voluntary. I told a lot of people that were against it, I said, if you're against it, you really need to pass this thing because that gives you an opportunity to vote no every time you sell an animal. I had a lot of history with the wheat checkoff. It was a voluntary refundable. I remember at every wheat commission meeting, one of the very first questions that would be asked is, what's our refund rate? And then what part of the country are they coming from? We've got a problem out there, evidently. We need to go address. And they reacted accordingly.
You feel like this maybe is a little bit, you feel like there's a little hangover from last year's battle over 777?
I believe so. And we lost that battle simply because of uninformed people. I had a lot of people who called me on this issue that, why is AFR for it? So, well, number one, it's been a part of our policy for a long, long time. And the reason for it to be there is so that people could continue to voice their opinion every time they sell a bushel of wheat or sell an animal.
President of American Farmers and Ranchers Terry Dietrich. Meanwhile, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association has issued a statement saying that they are disheartened that the Oklahoma beef checkoff was defeated. The words of Weston Givens, their president of OCA. Their executive vice president, Michael Kelsey, calls it an unfortunate loss for the beef industry here in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma Beef Council issued a statement as well, saying they're disappointed in the outcome, but it doesn't dissuade their passion for their work. They say they're proud to serve Oklahoma's farming and ranching families with beef checkoff programs. Two out-of-state groups that were against the Oklahoma beef checkoff referendum, RCAF USA, based out of Billings, Montana, and the Organization for Competitive Markets, based out of Lincoln, Nebraska, in the news release issued jointly by the two organizations. They say Oklahoma ranchers vote down the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association's attempt to increase their taxes. The Organization for Competitive Markets and RCAF USA, on behalf of their Oklahoma members, had joined together to lead the opposition to the referendum, calling out the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, for attempting to double the tax paid on every head of cattle sold. In their release, they say they're very pleased that this effort has been voted down. It's interesting to note from the OCM and RCAF release that members of RCAF USA and OCM had filed an application with the Oklahoma Supreme Court. Based on the court's procedural rules, the plaintiffs will have to dismiss their case now that they've won the election. In that the referendum failed, making the misuse moot, Brian Ted Jones, attorney for the plaintiffs, will be dismissing the case. He stated, unfortunately, having to dismiss the case leaves serious constitutional questions about the statute and the process left unanswered. Again, the Oklahoma beef checkoff referendum goes down to defeat based on the preliminary results announced by Secretary Jim Reese on Thursday. 1,998 in favor of the checkoff, 2,506 against. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.